Focus on flowers. The American wildflower, celandine poppy, grows well in shade gardens as well as in the woods. Its botanical name is Stylophorum diphyllum, and it has lots of bright yellow blooms in the spring and early summer. The flowers are followed by fuzzy seed pods that may scatter seeds in unexpected spots, but it is not an aggressive self-sower. The leaves are gray-green and scalloped, and mix well with the leaves of hostas, ferns, bleeding hearts, and other shade-loving plants. Celandine has a dark yellow alkaloid sap, which was once used medicinally. Remedies used to be selected because they resembled either a part of the body or a symptom. So the yellow sap from the celandine poppy was thought to be a cure for patients with jaundice. Nowadays, many gardeners feel that celandine sap actually irritates the skin. During pioneer times, these plants, sometimes called wood poppies, may have been taken from place to place in doctor's bags, as they're found growing now in many areas of this country. In Europe, there is a rampant weed known as lesser celandine, but it shouldn't be confused with our celandine poppy, which is a little gem. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the celandine poppy.